J'ai aimé dans les cartes, boom, si tu sais. I think she's the one, and I'm like, my mood takes pain, what do you say? Wait, I stupid with that, I'm like, I'm happy to get
to it.
Got to get mad, I'm boom, I'm sure the nigga go with soon. I do about anything and everything to be with you. Call me up or text me every time you're in the mood. She really meant you to the bullet, be with you. Just know I'll be there for you in your highs and all your lows. You are the one for me, let it all go.
Gozampo, and welcome to another segment of Expressions. I'm your producer, Kizuwangwo. For this week, we have another member of BUL 301. He is none other than Chimisupten Ozer, right? And today we are going to get to know him as an artist and his entry into BUL 301 Records. So let us start off by getting to know you and your stage name. I think you guys have made quite a name for yourself, doing a lot of shows around Thimphu City and also in other districts as well. Mm-hmm. So you guys have achieved so much over these few years, and you guys are still very young, right? Just in your early 20s right now. Nice. And starting to live your life. So tell us about your stage name, Oz. How did that come about?
So first off, my name is Chimisupten Ozer, and the stage name Oz is actually the short form of my real name Ozer. It's spelled O-Z-E-R, and it's just Oz is just O-double-Z. That's just something I came up with when I was looking for a stage name. Mm-hmm. And even my elder sister used to call me Oz sometimes, and that name was catchy and had a tone to it, something like that, and mm-hmm. I liked it. And then people started calling me Oz, and yeah, that's how I got the name.
And tell us about your entry into the music industry and how you even, started off liking music and creating your own songs.
Growing up, I didn't actually have many friends, and I used to hang out with my sisters, and yeah, we used to sing together, and back then I didn't actually know that I really loved music. It was when my aunt gave me a piano on my 11th birthday, and I started playing the piano, learning songs and like cover songs mostly, and recording them and just posting them on Facebook. So that's how I started singing and rapping. I think I started during the lockdown, the COVID mm-hmm. lockdown. And I used to hang out with my two close friends, Lini V. He's also a member of BUL 301. And Taewang, we used to rap and just like rap for fun, freestyle, just play a beat and just rap and stuff. And they were suggesting like, you should actually do that, man. Something like that.
You're good at it. So I guess, you're a rapper and you're a singer. I saw that you had like 11 songs recorded, right? Tell us about your first song.
So my first song was thanks to Acho Atsara Jimmy Wangil. And yeah, I really owe him a lot. I mean, I started getting more into rap because of him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was during 2021, my first rap. I think that was the first track I ever released on SoundCloud, and that too, it was a free recording. Atsara, he was like, "Yo, I like your style," and he was like, "I'm trying to help like artists," and he really helped out a lot of artists by giving them like free recording sessions and all that. And I was also one of the artists in the list free recording, and yeah, so the first rap on SoundCloud, that was Songkang Inky Murder. It's so embarrassing, the name. So it was like a mixture of Songkang and English, just like introducing myself into mm-hmm. the rap game, something like that.
So Murder is like a short form for murder?
Yeah, like murder.
Ah, okay.
Plus it's even spelled with an A, like murder.
Like a getaway of saying it. But yeah, I think I've seen that, I was going through your SoundCloud as well, to see listen to some of your songs. So do you want to give us like a verse of it if you are willing to?
Sure. So it's like ikuzu kuzuwe nyiming jimi tupten I mapo ozer sila bruma tupchimi rapture vi ghaling alu all sila vi mambo rap any me freestyle na tanji binga rapping na di keta tishabni na di seta, something like that.
Oh, okay, that's nice. But yeah, like, yeah. I think you did have a talent, you know, to start off, and it's nice that Acho Atsara, like you said, gave you a platform to, you know, explore yourself. So tell us about how you got it with Bail Records and how did it all happen?
It was last year. I used to hang out with Putulu and Dedrick. Shout out to Putulu and Dedrick. We used to perform around Thimphu, mostly Thimphu, get gigs and stuff. And it was, I think it was during March 2022. Mm-hmm. We got a gig at Mojo. And it was me, Pomsky, Dedrick, Putulu, and other few artists. And during that time, A-Jamp was invited. Yeah, A-Jamp was invited to the show to perform. And he brought like Bill, the whole gang, the Bill 301. I think during that time it was Sexy Wanchu, Norla, Jinkum, Hapsum, and Ejam, just the five of them.
Yeah.
So we called him the Big Five. During that time, I was like so shocked, man. I didn't hear about them, but I think it was after Ride With Me. I started listening to the. To the raps, and I literally stalked them, man. Like after the show at Mojo, all of us, like me, Butlu, Dedrick, and like all the artists who performed during the show, we went to the studio, Bill. After that, I started hanging out with them. It became a routine.
Yeah.
And I was introduced as TTJ's cousin, you know.
So Shinkum's cousin.
And everyone was so nice to me, and the whole atmosphere, the vibe, you know, I really liked the whole
the environment. environment.
Yeah. And I was actually going through a lot at that time, and they were actually the ones who helped me get back on my two feet, you know. And
that's when you decided. And that's when stick
I decided. Yeah, that's when I decided. This is what I want to do, you know, do what I love with the people I love. You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think when we see Bill, you know, performing on stage and see the songs that you release, the music videos that you all come up with, we don't just see as a viewer and a listener, we don't just see a recording, you know, like a label, but we see a whole friendship that is there, you know, the dynamic that you guys have, and so complimenting to all of you. I think that's the best part about Bail. So yeah, and moving on to a more lighter note, I've been listening to some of your songs, and you know, there's Noi, it's one of my favorites. Although the lyrics are a little bit you know, true to life, but
It's like a remake of Young, Wild and Free by Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa, inspired by that.
Okay, now it makes a lot more sense. Yeah. But yeah, it's really nice, and I also really love Just Know as well. So tell us about these two songs. Like, how did you come up with it? What's the story behind it? Just Know is a really interesting upbeat love song, I think. Is it? So did you have a girl in mind back then when you were recording it?
Not really, but yeah, I actually found the beat really interesting. And I was like, oh, something like that, you know. Yeah. I was trying out melodies, and then it was just me, Ejamp, and Lini V during that time in the studio, and we were trying out melodies and stuff. And I came up with the hook, and Jumpil and Ejamp and Lini V liked it, and they also decided to join. And and even Dedrick put in his verse, and
That's nice. That was Just Know, or was it
Just Know?
Just Know, yeah, exactly.
No, you get it's actually a little, it's wild, man.
It is wild, though. I think I'll have to, if I play that track, I'll probably have to censor some of it. But it's really nice. You have such a melodious voice. And I think I saw you, you performed that track on, during Alchemy, right? The opening?
Yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it also. So tell us about that one. How did it
song,
start?
Noi, it's it's actually a little personal. It was that's also back in the past, man, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, it just came to mind one night after I lost my phone, and a lot of stuff happened, and I was in the studio alone, and And I was listening to Young, Wild and Free by Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. So, like, yeah, that whole, like, the whole song is about, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I hope.
About being, yeah, young, wild and free.
Yeah, young, wild and free. I was listening to that song and my phone, I mean, the laptop, the battery died. It was the laptop. I lost my phone. My phone and, the laptop, the battery died and there was this guitar, and it had like 5 strings, not even 6. Like,
One string was missing.
One string was missing and I was damn bored and like, and I was just singing to myself. Like, that's weird, but I was just singing and this tune came to mind and I started like writing lyrics down and I thought it would be fun if I like, you know, make like a Budney's version of Young, Wild and Free something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And plus like put in some of my details. Yeah. The details about what happened one night.
Very wild and chaotic night, I guess you had over there.
Yeah.
But like, how do you, translate all of your emotions, your personality into your music?
Growing up, I was really feminine.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very open. I used to get bullied a lot. And it all changed after I met with, I took the wrong path, to be precise.
Yeah.
So and after that, I made some really bad decisions during that time, and but really music helped me a lot though, get through times and like express myself, like when I didn't have anyone to talk to, I could just write down lyrics and just sing them out loud. And
so music was how it was like an outlet for you. That's nice. And tell us about your creative process. Like, do you have like, you know, before you come up with a song, like do you have like an emotion that you have to get into, or you know, like what's the process like when you, you know, come up with a song?
I think I'm a better lyricist when I'm sad. I can express more and the emotion just takes over me and like words just come out and a whole song is ready by then. It usually depends on the mood, and every time like I get a new idea, I just write it down and like work on it.
That's nice. You said you have like 11 recorded songs till date, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have any songs that didn't make it out, you know, to the public? Any songs that you just keep it for yourself?
I have a few.
There's
Kani Mi. Kani Mi, I made it with Mami Alu. And it's going to be out soon. It's going to be me, Mami Alu, Rigel, and Ajamp.
Okay, that's nice. What is this song about?
It's like relationships that don't work out, you know? It's like for people whose relationships didn't work out, and it's like a song for them, like you just know your worth, man. Jomi mi lukani mi, something like that. You don't have to stop them.
It hasn't been released, right? Yet?
No, not yet.
Do you are you guys done with the whole production part of it though?
I think so.
Do you want to share a verse? Like I think I told Taeyong to share one of his verses well last time. Do you want to share your verse?
So
Kani?
I actually made this verse for my ex. It's like no hard feelings, but you know, so it goes like Le jumbe son cherani kuisemato chisemashi, just know I know what I don't need chihame go tachira.
Okay, that's nice. I really love your voice. You have like a natural, you know, like a very smooth voice, and it really hooks you on. So tell us about your recent gigs. You guys just came back from Gedu, right, last time? Tell us about how that happened, and you guys have been performing in a lot of music festivals as well, right? BO as a team, and we see all of you up there on stage.
To be honest, like all the gigs and the shows, it's all thanks to like BO. I mean, for me especially, because like I couldn't have done it on my own. Like I wouldn't have made it this far. And the gig at Gedu, I think we got that gig because a friend of like a member, a close friend, we call him JYP, Jamyang, Jamyang Ishe, and
Jamyang Ishe,
he sang Not Another Love Song with Ajamp, the artist.
Yeah.
So He's actually a student at Kedu, and he got us the gig. Okay. He had a few connections, and like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Plus, they were also interested to have us.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Yeah, you have a lot of fans, fans everywhere, so that's nice. And just tell us about your experience, you know, performing on stage. And when was the first time you performed on stage? Was it during the Thimphu Festival?
No, I think it was way before. But yeah, the Thimphu Mega Festival was like the biggest show for me, like the biggest concert I've ever been to or performed.
Yeah.
And the first, but the first show like I've ever, like the first show I performed in was at Bhutan Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
It was thanks to Dedrick and Butlu.
Oh,
they actually let me perform. And during that time, I performed the first track, Songha Inke Murder.
Oh,
and like people actually knew that track, and it was actually like, and they were singing along, and that's when I fell in love with the whole performing this thing.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Putul and all, you guys go way back in memo, like from
way back, sir. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Especially Dedrick, because Putul, yeah, I met him through Dedrick.
Yeah.
Dedrick and I were classmates for 2 years, and like we used to write songs together. And even my first music video was with Dedrick and Bomsky.
Which one was it?
It was Love Me.
Oh, okay. So how does it feel being on stage? Like, I remember talking to AJAMP and, you know, a few of your members, and they were saying that they were really nervous. Did you feel the same, like, performing?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the same. Like, every time we perform, I mean, like, the nervousness, like, it's always the same. There's always this tingling sensation.
Oh, you never get used to it.
No. Like, I mean, once you're on stage, like, you get used to it, but like when like you're waiting for your turn, you're waiting to go next. I mean, that like, but still when we're together, I mean, it goes away eventually.
Oh, okay. It's a little nerve-wracking before you start. Yeah.
And that's then like once we get on stage, like this whole adrenaline rush, you know, seeing all my friends by my side and like just performing our own songs and people actually singing along, makes it even better.
Oh, okay. It must be addictive, you know, like that feeling, that rush. Do you have like any experiences that you'd like to share, you know, being on stage, anything that happened? Anything interesting?
Interesting. So, I think it was during the Spring Fest. I performed Nui. I think it was the third time I performed Nui. And Nui was actually getting a lot of listens on SoundCloud, and it was going well. And I performed Nui, and I was like so surprised. Like, people actually knew like the whole song, and they were singing along. I even have the video, and like at first, like on stage, I couldn't hear the audience properly. But like after looking at the videos, the whole audience singing my song, it was like so.
It was a fulfilling emotion in Bemo. Like, I mean, to know that your work is actually being appreciated by people, you know, who you're performing to, it's nice. So, like, what about, like, in terms of financial part, you know, like, I think I've asked all of the other members who came here as well, you know, on Expressions. What is your opinion on it, you know? What is your thought on the financial part of being an artist?
It depends, like, how much the organizers are willing to pay, and like how much we demand. Plus we also can't like demand too much, you know. And I mean, opportunities to do, but
that's the thing. But I think I've talked to a lot of artists. No, it's okay. Talked to a lot of artists. They said that sustaining yourself, you know, being an artist in Bhutan is a little difficult, but I think it's catching up, right?
I mean, if you're trying to do it, like if anyone is trying to like start becoming an artist, it's gonna be hard. Like at the beginning, I mean, the ways of getting money through performing. I mean, music is by performing and like actually getting sponsors. And
so like, are you guys getting those sponsors? But you guys have been getting a lot of like gigs, right? Like Mojo and all these new opening, bars and places like that. So it's nice.
It also like depends on the connections, that's what I learned.
So what about your family? How supportive are they of you?
They're really supportive, man. I mean, like they're my day ones. my mom and dad, they're like so supportive. Music, when it comes to music, like they don't actually like try to stop me, and they actually encourage me to, like, you know, go out, perform. Like, sometimes when I say, like, I don't want to go today, they're like, go and make a few songs, and it's like,
oh, okay, that's
really
nice.
Yeah, dad actually tells me to balance music and my studies, you know, because I'm actually studying at RTC right now.
Okay, how are you, like, dealing with the balancing part of it?
It's actually a little hard, to be honest, when we have to go outside the Zonghak, and like, sometimes when I don't get the leave from the dean, and it affects my attendance. But I usually, right now, I usually hang out with the gang during the weekends, and when I'm free.
So, like, I was going through your IG, like I said before, I was stalking you, like, a few days earlier. Like, so, you know, you had this bio which said, in it for the long run. Tell us about that, like...
In it for the long run. That's actually... Jinkum actually came up with that, hook. It's actually a title of a song on SoundCloud.
I listened to it.
So, Jinkum, in it for the long run basically means, like, 301 Bill in it for the long run. It was like something like, it was like a like the motto. I actually really liked that part when Jinkum says, like, 301 Bill in it for the long. I was like, damn, man.
This is going to my bio.
This going to my bio.
So, like, how long has it been, like, since you started music? Like, has it been a few years?
I think it's been more than 15 years.
15 years.
Music.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because I started singing at a really young age. But in terms of, like, being known as an artist, I think it's only been, like, 3 years performing and, like, making songs and singing for the public. Yeah, being recognized.
Oh, okay, that's nice. So, like, what kind of difference do you see, you know, like, you then and now, like, in the difference in the songs that you create? Do you think anything influenced the growth of your work?
Listening to the tracks I've made previously, like, back in the days, they're trash, man. I sound so, like, eerie, man, you know?
Oh.
Like, I sound so, like,
cringy.
I just cringe listening to my own voice and my tracks. And right now I could say I've actually improved a lot hanging out with Bill. I mean, they're straight up honest, man. I mean, if they don't like a verse, they would be like, you should change that. Especially Hupsum. Hupsum's like, change that. It doesn't sound good. And we actually sit down together and write songs together, and actually that actually inspires each other to, like, do better, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone in Bale is like, they're like, if, like, one, like, if they prefer someone's verse over the other, they'll be like, Koizatanu, and that just inspires me to do more.
Pushes you to do more. Yeah. But in a, like, a non-toxic way. Yeah, exactly.
No competition, just, like,
Just pushing each other to...
Just catch up, you know.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. So, like, you know, tell us about your goal, you know, in the future. Like, do you have any specific ambition, any goals, you know, you have for your artistic career in the future?
I haven't thought about it that far yet, but right now I just want to graduate, and, you know, in terms of music, I want all of us to make it. I mean, like, everyone in Bhutan, especially Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, I mean, yeah, the goal is to make it, be remembered, and God forbid, if we stop making music, I mean, at least we'll be remembered for what we did, and the songs will keep on getting played. We won't be forgotten.
That's nice.
And I also, like, to be honest, making money, support my family, just, like, you know, pay my mom and dad back. That's love. It's love. It's
true, though. I think we understand that Bill is has become such a huge part of your life. And, you know, like, do you have any memories that you'd like to share with our audience, you know, with being with Bill, memory or some funny incidences or any incidents
with them? Like, every day is a funny incident. Even when I'm feeling down, when I hang out with them, like, I mean, sometimes I don't even know if they're just faking it or they're actually that, you know, dumb, man. But yeah, I think I'm like, really glad I actually met them, and I don't know where I'd be right now if I hadn't met them. I don't think I'd be known as Oz or, no. I'd just be that some student at RTC pursuing his degree.
So yeah, I think you know, we have come to the end of it. Do you want to, you know, give any shout outs? I always say this to all of the members who have come here. Any shout outs that you'd like to give out to, anything that you'd like to say, you know, to upcoming artists,
to all the artists out there in Bhutan, especially trying their best, man, who are on their grind 100%. I just hope y'all make it, man. I mean, like, if we can do it, y'all can do it too. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And shout out to all my brothers who are not here with me right now. Just know that even if we don't talk all the time and like are not like we used to, just know that the bond will always be the same. And yeah, so 301, peace.
So everyone, that was Oz, famously known as Oz, and he is also a member of BO301, and I hope that all of my other, you know, listeners had a great time getting to know Oz today, not just as a performer, as an artist, but also as a person. And for today, this is all we have.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming, and this is all we have for this segment of Expressions. Thank you for joining in, and I'll be back next week, maybe with another BU member. So this is all. Goodbye. You are the one for me, and I know. I was a young one when I thought about it all. Used to dream about it all night, I never gave up. True. Now looking back to the past, I have it all. Yes, ball, baby, ball, baby. That's how I roll. Say ball, baby, that's how I roll. It was never easy, yeah. It was never what? Easy, yeah, yeah. 사고 나도 나를 집도 차로 가해 마들. 늦었던 님들 얼른 샤워도 차로 랩실 텐데. No hate, no shade. 이미 니인 빌럽도 주로 자친 니 미인가 녹슨 접했다니. 예갑 춤꾸 디너 썩 시키러주 니 말은 맘에 매나. Yeah, man, we're Oz. Yeah, turn up. Mara, mama, 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 m